turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou of an example of God, of believers, in word and conversation, in charity and spirit, in faith and in purity.
Amen. About 3 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to teach Sunday school. And I wanted to know what was going on with my kids in school. And I'm going to read to you what they said to me. And again, the name of our sermon is called The State of Our Youth in 2017. They said, fights with students, fights with teachers, drugs, smoking weed in the classroom. One young man told me he got into 5 fights in 1 week. Homosexuality, transgenders, all kinds of things goes on in these schools. You know, when you send your kids to schools now, I don't think you all realize what they're going through. Gangs, peer pressure to steal, peer pressure to be a girlfriend, peer pressure to be a boyfriend. That's a lot. In our world, all we keep hearing is hatred, killing, killing, hatred, black on black crime, killing, hatred, black on black crime, killing, human race hatred towards other human race. Black don't like black. Blacks don't like white. Spanish don't like Chinese. Hatred, hatred, hatred. Our kids are going through a lot today. There's a lot of hatred out here. This is what they deal with at school. When you send them to school, they can't even learn no more. Think about that for a minute. Crime, selling drugs in the classrooms. And then I have opportunity, me and Justin Houston, to talk to all our young men. Young men say they need more role models, males, more father figures. Let me say that again. More role models, more father figures, mentors, examples, standing. Standing. They need to see the church that has their back. Do you know every Sunday these kids come up to me and they're excited? Brother Greg, are we practicing today? Brother Greg, do we have this? Brother Greg, Brother Greg, Brother Greg, they're excited. Amen. But if they lose that excitement, the devil got a good job for them. Oh, the devil got a job for them. Oh, the devil got a job for our young people. They could be robbing you after church. So what do we want? We want to try to help them, build them, encourage them, help them, build them, encourage them, and help out our single mothers. These single mothers are raising these kids by themselves and they're having a tough time. It's our job to help them out. We need more church fathers. Damani, I like how you say it. Damani said, I'm a church father. You know what he's saying? I take the place of the father when the kids come here. Amen. Let me say something to you. I ain't always been a good husband, but I strive to be a great husband now. But I strive to be a great son now. Amen. My mother raised me, my brothers by herself, and she did a great job, but I wasn't feeling her all the time. Amen. But I thank God for her now. She means a lot to me. She's 75 years old. She walks with a limp, but she's still classy. Amen. Come on, give the mother. I ain't always wanted to do right. And I ain't always wanted to be a good father. But now I strive to be a great father. It means a lot to me. When my daughter blessed call me dad, I blush. When my little babies call me daddy, I blush. When my son call me pop, I blush. I feel good about that. I feel good about being a father now.
Come on, Greg.
I'd rather talk that way.
Come on through, Greg.
Amen. I get so tired. You know, and it's so funny. We use, I didn't have a father. I didn't have this. I didn't either. But that's my motivation. Black men, stand tall. Don't use that as an excuse. And don't go out here. You know what black pride is to me? It's not hating nobody. Black pride is being proud of where you come from, knowing where you come from. And then after that, you love the human race. You promote unity with the human race. Black, Spanish, white, Chinese. I don't care what they are. Pray for them. Pray for love. Pray for peace. Pray for joy. Richard Sherman said, you know what he said? He said, I know I'm a great football player and I made a lot of money from it. But the greatest thing I can do now is be a great leader for my kids. Amen. That's what it's all about. Being a leader for our kids. And if I don't do that, then I shouldn't be the youth minister. Amen. Sorry, Mom, for not always being a good son to you. Sometimes being disrespectful to you. See, I can admit that. I can admit that I ain't always what I should be. That's why I keep coming to church. That's why I keep trying. I want to get better. I want to get better because I want my young black man to look at me and say, Brother Greg, he struggled. He had trials and tribulations, but look at him now. He treats his wife good. He respects his mama. He respects the older generation. He respects. He respects. He respects. He respects. He respects. That's what it's all about, brother. You and I loving each other. You and I being unified. So when these young men see that, they will do the same thing. Amen. That's what they need to see. I'm tired of all the self-destruction, the hate, killing and hate and self-destruction and don't like nobody. And then you wonder why they're struggling. They're struggling because we're not together. Let's tell the truth. I just told you, I ain't together always. I ain't always been a good husband to that beautiful black woman right there. Amen. But I tell you, Sister Carol Hamilton, I'm trying to be a better husband. That's why I come to church to get my medicine every day, every Sunday, so I can be a better husband. I need medicine, spiritual medicine. Keela, I want to tell you how much I love you, sis. You know, my brother had a certain situation, and Keela stood by him. Stood by him. Sometimes, sister-in-law, we may not see eye to eye, but I love you. You got his back. And that's what a big brother wants to see for his brother. I know, Sister Barnett, I know it's hard for your son to see your son going through what he's going through. But hang in there. When you see Sister Barnett, say, hey, sister, I love you, and I'm praying for your son. Amen. We don't hear no ratchet negativity stuff no more. We need to hear, I love you. Matter of fact, brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to say, I'm so excited. The thing is going over here. I want to say I love you all over here. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I love you. We don't say that enough. Turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes 7, verse 8. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 8.
The end of a matter is better than its beginning. Patience of spirit better than haughtiness of spirit.
Let me say something to you all. The reason I didn't think I was worthy of being a youth minister, because about 23 years ago, half of my lifetime, I got on probation. Yeah, I said I got on probation. My mother told me to stay away from this particular person. It's important to listen to your mother. Amen. She said, one day this person's going to make you go to jail. She was right. It was only for one night, but young man, let me explain something to you. Jail is not Beverly Hills. Let me say that again. One night felt like 100 years. I'm going somewhere with this. Hear me out. The little jail cell was full of blood and urine. It was no bigger than this table right here. It was nothing glamorous. And it's amazing how when you get in trouble, you want to call God then. Boy, I tell you, I could have Sunday school every day now. I said, Mom, wake up. Mom said, son, you made the bed, so you got to lay down in it. But I love you. Click. I was scared. My wife had 2 kids, and we talked about this at an early age when she was 16 and 17. A strong woman struggling to take care of 2 beautiful kids. So now you have a guy that was on probation, and by the way, let me tell you how good God is, and I told this story, and I'm going to tell this story over and over to everywhere I go so young people can realize if you do happen to get in trouble, don't let that define you. It's just a lesson. It's not a life sentence. We can still be great. Some of you all may go to jail, and I pray to God that you don't. So you got a guy who's on probation, met a girl who had kids at an early age. Now we're the youth minister and we're a spiritual team. But God, a guy was on probation. A young lady who had 2 kids out of wedlock, Gerald. And now we're a spiritual team. The Landrums, Brother Greg, Sister Candace, Landrum, a spiritual team. And we out here trying to help our young ladies, teach our young men how to be better than us. Our testimony is you all's blessing. Don't talk about me. Pray for me. I just told you I struggle with life. Give me some love. Tell my wife she's great. We're trying. I ain't perfect. And if you examine all of your life, you're not evil. Amen. Who is? I admit I got issues. I'm trying. I'm not always a good co-worker of my job, but I tell you, I'm trying to be the great co-worker. Amen. Yeah, brothers and sisters, it's tough out here. Brother JK, you know, I have a lot of love and respect for you. He's a great man. And I'll tell you something, I have met some great people here in this church. It's amazing how I can look at everybody in this church and say, I got nothing but love for you. I don't know what to say. And if you don't like me, God bless you. And at the rate we go in heaven, it's going to be a ghost town. We keep hating each other. We keep talking about each other. It won't be a ghost town. Nothing. Our young people, we're going to sing a song called Praying for Love. And we're going to sing that next Sunday. It's a powerful song. Sister Misty said, Brother Greg, you got to let Mountain View Church of Christ hear Praying for Love, because there's so much hatred. There's so much negativity. We just hate negative. No good fathers, no good marriages, hate negative. It's time for some shouting. It's time for some love. It's time for some unity. It's time for some embracing. Amen. Come on. It's time. Brother Lewis, it's time. I want to tell you a story real quick, and I'm almost done. I told JK I won't be that long, and if he wants to come up here and do another 10 or 20 minutes, he can. when I was in Tallahassee, Florida, I was speaking at a function, and actually it was right next to Tallahassee, Florida State University, which was a football stadium. And me and my wife went in there. It was about 150 black young men and white young men and Spanish young men. It was not in the glamorous area. And I looked at my wife. I said, baby, you sure God want me to do this? She said, yeah. I said, you think they're going to listen to me? She said, yeah. And I shared about my probational experiences. And then after I spoke to them, a young man came up to me and said, Brother Greg. And he was crying. I said, what's the matter? He said, I had just got out of jail today. He said, when you told me you had gotten in trouble and you become a better man, he said that inspired him. Because jail don't teach you how to become a great man. It teaches you how to become a devil. And no one gave that young man no hope. And he said, I inspired him. It's not how you start the game, Brother Damani. It's how you finish it, brother. It's how you finish it. And when I said I love to hear my kids call me daddy, but most of all, I love to hear my wife say, my baby, eh? And let me tell you something, brothers who have kids. Last week, I went into the bathroom, and I was hugging my wife. I was just telling her how much I love her and appreciate her. And my wife pointed at me and looked down, and beautiful Dio was looking at me. They want to see us love each other. Let me say that again. They want to see us love each other. It made her feel good that daddy loves mommy. Amen. Being an example for my little babies. You know, my job, keep wondering why I want, they've been wanting me to get promoted to do more for this, for the great store Nordstrom. They paid me to be a stylist for Nordstrom, and they keep offering me a position, and I keep turning it down because I won't be here on Saturdays and Sundays. And they say, why are you doing that? We offer you more money. I said, God's going to make a way for me, Brother JK. I'm not going to take a deal with the devil. I've been putting God second for so long, and third and fourth, and now it's time for me to put God number one. And if it means I can't get a promotion, I won't get it, because I know God has something better in store for me. So Nordstrom's, I appreciate it, I love you, but I gotta keep God first. I gotta be here for them. I'm concerned about my young black men. They're getting killed. I don't know what's going on, but I'm concerned about them. I'm concerned about my young ladies getting pregnant early. You're dating the wrong type of man. I'm concerned. I need to be here. Amen. I need to be consistent in their lives. When you're in and out with them, they're going to be in and out with you. So I told Notion I can't do it. I can't. And then 10 years, 20 years ago, I would have took it because I would have took that money. I ain't going to lie. Let's be real. I would have took that money. But Gigi, I can't do it no more. I want my beautiful daughters and my son. My son, our son's coming home next week. Amen. He's coming home. I miss my boy. And you want to know something unique about me and my wife? You know, my wife had two and I had two. But he's not my stepson. No. No. They're my kids. I love them. To me, I had them. Stop saying step. When you say step, one minute you love them and the next minute you don't. Say my kids. You marry them, they're your kids. Amen. Come on, we got to stop doing that. You're kissing their mother, they're your kids. Amen. They ain't stepped in. I have one son and six beautiful girls. Amen. And then you put the youth group in there, I got about 50 kids. Every day on my job, it's this nice white couple to come on my job. They're about 60 to 65 years old, and we just talk about life. One thing I do love about my job at Nordstrom, Nordstrom embrace, every day we hug all our coworkers. It don't matter if they white, black, Spanish, light-skinned, Japanese, Puerto Rican, we are human race. And we hug each other. And you know what we do too on my job? We tell each other we love them. Ain't that amazing? On my job. Tomorrow morning I'll go into work and we'll hug each other. My job. And listen to this. Let me tell you how powerful God is. And I just found out recently that my human resource manager is Church of Christ. That's why I'm able to come to church on Sunday. Who wants their kids to be successful parents? Raise your hand. That means we got to work. We got to work. Turn your Bibles to John 13. I just can't believe sometimes I get so excited about God. And I tell these young people, you know, right now it may not mean this much to you, but keep living. Keep living. You're going to be lit for the Lord. Amen. Keep living. You're going to go through trials and tribulations, up and down. Keep living. You're going to be lit for the Lord. Amen. God is going to be the coolest thing you ever had in your life. Amen. When no one else is there for us, you're going to have God and a great mother. And now, Father, it's time for us to be right there with him. It's time for us to stand up, fathers. Tell your son you love him. Tell him it's going to be all right. Tell him you love him. Tell them it's going to be all right. Tell them you're there for them. Through the good and the bad. Because that's what a good mother does. No, that's what a great mother does. John 13, chapter 12. John 13, verses 12 through 17.
So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments.
Jesus washing feet.
And was set down again. He said unto them, know ye what I have done for you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. Yeah. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Very, verily, I say unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord, neither that he that has sent greater than that is sent unto him. If ye know these things, happy are if ye do them.
I finally realized my purpose in life. Brother J.K., I'm here to be a servant for the youth. I'm here to serve. I said again, I'm here to serve. Jesus set a standard. He's our master. He's our teacher. And we say we love him. So if Jesus can set a standard, I said if Jesus can set a standard, then we don't have no excuses. My job is here to serve the young people. Brothers, only way these young people are going to become great, they're going to have to see me and Brother JK getting along. Amen. Me and the leadership getting along. Amen. Me and the deacons. Deacon wives. Young adult ministry. We all have to be a team. We all have to play on the same team. Ain't about me. And about them, it's about us serving and helping these great young people. Jesus didn't have an ego, so why do we? We say we love him. You know, praise and worship is great, but as soon as I come off stage and I don't love my sister, then I just worship in vain. So today, what are we going to do? Are we going to start loving each other and being a great example for these great young people? And so they can go out into the world and make this world a better place. Amen. You know, our generations have messed up this world. So at least give the younger generation a chance to change the world for the better. We have our chance. Now give them their chance. Don't they deserve it? Thank you, brother. Don't they deserve it? They need to see great role models. They need to see more husbands kissing their wives and their babies are saying, amen, amen. They need to see us hugging more. They need to see us helping more. They need to see us saying, you know what, Brother Gay, keep up the great work. They need to see great things. They need to see great things. They need to see unity. They need to see honor. They need to see respect. Amen. They do need more church daddies. I like that, Damani. That's powerful. And what he's saying is, ladies, if you need help, we're here to help. So as your youth minister, if you need help, we're here to help. I only been a youth minister, it won't even be a year into May, and we've done so many great things. Come on, y'all. You all, come on now. A year. It's not even a year yet. They go to nursing homes. When they go to nursing homes, they're excited. Yeah, my blessed generation, don't they do a great job? We went from room to room. Hot. And they did not complain. I want y'all to know we have a great youth group. Amen. I'm going to brag about them. We have great, classy young ladies who come from great mothers and fathers. Amen. Amen. We need to tell them sometimes, thank you for being young. We know it's hard out there, but don't ever give up. I know if I struggle in life and I have a great spiritual foundation, I know I can always come back. Amen. Amen. They're going to get older. And that's when life starts to be real. They're not going to be little Dior. 20 years from now, Dior is going to be 20. Roy is going to be married and probably had 6 kids. Caleb is going to be an NBA ball player. And my good brother right there, I forgot his name. He got on the green shirt. I say, if you make it to the NFL, I'll be your stylist. Amen. I'm giving myself the job already. I'll put him in a Giorgio Armani, Tom Ford suit. Amen. But more important, don't ever forget where you come from. Help your community. Promote unity. Forget what color you are. I don't care if you're black, white, Spanish. Help them. And pray for our drug dealers. Pray for the ones who are in prison. Just because they're in prison, it doesn't mean they're bad. Amen. Amen. And pray for the ones, I don't care if they're gay or not. I hope and pray none of my daughters become that, but if they do, I still gotta love them. I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying our reality. It's a lot out here for them. Some of your best men can be a drug dealer. Why Jay-Z can become a billionaire. We should be our Jay-Z's. Damani, Nate, Hamilton, Jerry Barnett. We got some great teachers in here. Sister Drika can teach. You got some more teachers over there. We got Brother Brown. We got some great role models here. And you got a guy that was on probation, and now I'm a youth man. Vasquez, love you, brother. And finally, I want to end this with I got to tell y'all a story. You got to have a little laugh. But I did. About 4 years ago, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. And I wasn't living the good life. That's my little niece. I was struggling, dating different women. Now, I'm not saying this so you can talk about me. That's all right, because God knows who I am right now. I'm telling this to my young people because I'm not perfect. And then I met this beautiful young lady named Candace Christian. She was so classy and quiet. A country girl. I was a city slicker. I did stuff sometimes I didn't tell my brothers or my mother because I was sneaky. You're right, Mama, I was sneaky. I admit it now because I'm happily married. Amen. My good brother, so I ain't always do everything right. But let me say this. I worked at Macy's and I was selling suits. And this white lady came up to me and she said, I need to speak to you. And I said, what's the matter? She said, you're getting ready to go to marry Candace. And I got to tell you something. I want y'all to listen to this. This is important. And this explains how our world is. She said, I was a known racist. I was taught that every black man in the world was no good. I want y'all to listen to this. This is what she told me. All of us. She was born and raised in Orange County, California. She said she never had the privilege to be around any black men. All she kept hearing was the negativity about a black man. All of us. When I first met you, Gregory, I saw that you seemed to be a different type of black man. This is what she told me. Because you came to work with a suit on every day. She said, I knew your black race was going to come to you. And I had a strong black clientele. She said, what made me change my mind about the black race was when my white race was loving you too. Brothers and sisters, I have a standard. When I go to work, I'm not only performing for my wife, my mother, my church family, I'm representing my race. And not only just the black race, I'm representing the human race. Because I get sick and tired of everyone saying all we do is kill each other and we're not unified. So I wanted to show a different side. This person became my best friend. She had me in her budget. She told her husband, every month, make sure you get Greg lunch. He has $50. She gave me a new TV. Oh, and by the way, she lived in a beautiful home that had a swimming pool in it. She had money. She said, being around you changed my perception of a black man. Come on, you all. My brother, come up here right now. Yes, you come up here. A lot of times, we are ignorant to races. If we only get the time to get to know each other, and then we'll see we have the same positive effect. He bleeds like me. We have temptations, we have trial and error, but I love this brother. I don't care what color he is. God made him, and I'm gonna love him. Hey! Change the whole perception. So when I go to work now, I'm representing Mountain View. I'm representing my race. I'm representing. I want people to look at me and say, you know what? That's what we need in this world. Forget all this negativity. When I was growing up in Roxbury, Massachusetts, all we did was pro-black. Kill, you're not black. Kill. It ain't about that. My mother said, y'all not gonna hate the human race. I'm sending you to the suburbs, and you're going to learn how to interact with everybody. Thank you, Mom.
We got to learn how to get along. Now I want to do something. If you are in college, all my college students come up. All my high school students come up. I want everyone to come up. All my high school students. Y'all come up. Y'all come in. Y'all all get right here. Get all right here. All my middle school students come up. I want you all to see something. I want you all to take a look at this. This is very important. I think they deserve a standing ovation. Come on. I think they deserve it. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. I want my race. I want y'all to get better. To root for them. They don't have a chance. What are we gonna do to save this world? I want them to come up here, brother. Come back up here. You bring your feet. Come up here. Come on. Young people, 10 years from now, this is going to have a powerful effect on you. You all can change this world for the better. This world is so poisoned. We messed it up. So let's give them a chance. Amen. To make it better. Let me tell y'all something. Don't be ashamed to listen to your mother. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. Listen to me. We may lose some if they don't listen. And if you don't support, if you don't have nothing good to say, then don't say nothing. Because you know every Saturday and Sunday is hard. Just youth ministry is not glamorous. Sometimes my wife tells me to take a break, and I say, no, baby, I can't. Because I still have a job to do. I say, Brother JK, give me another 10 years because I'm still going to look good. Amen. I'm still going to look, but that's just a side joke. I got 10 more years of energy. I'll still be trying to direct like Kurt Franklin and pump them up and fire them up. And then I'm going to move to Hawaii. Me and my wife. But y'all look at them. Do y'all want to change this world? Do you want to change this world for the better?
Most of you probably do not know me whatsoever. My name is Andres Suarez, and I wanted to come up here and say something. I was pretty much the only Latino, me and my younger brother, in middle school, high school, and in my university. As a minority, we were always labeled jokes, always labeled as a Mexican, I'm sure as an African American, labeled under so many stereotypes. Positive, negative. For the male, athlete, rapper, trapper. For the woman, member. I can't even tell you for the woman. And that's just my honest opinion on it. So right now, in my spirit, the Lord is telling me, bless this youth. And with the permission, I would like to do that. Lord, thank you for these young men. Thank you for these young women. And right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I declare that the individual gifts and the individual dons that have been placed over these men and women will not be taken. That the seed that is being planted right now by the pastor, by this congregation, by the families, by the men and the women that are deciding to invest their time and their life into individual young men and young women, I declare now in the name of Jesus that that seed is prosperous. Not only is it prosperous, that it starts to overflow. So these children are sitting in their rooms, are sitting in their classrooms, and they're fidgeting. And they don't understand why they're fidgeting. It's not because you're bored. It's because the Holy Spirit is trying to talk to you. And you quite don't know what he's trying to tell you. You don't know how to express it yet. When it could be the person right next to you. That student, that person that people make fun of, that they don't get talked to, just that morning, they got slapped around by their daddy. Or they saw mama crying because there was no food in the kitchen that morning. So then there's something in your spirit, and you're not sure why, but you keep looking at this young man, or you keep looking at this young woman, and you don't understand why they're bothering you, because that is the feeling. They are bothering your spirit. So I pray over time, the Holy Spirit, with the nurture of your youth leaders, with the teachers that you have, starts giving you discernment. And I also declare in the name of Jesus that all attacks from the devil that are trying to rip you from your calling, from the spiritual leaders that are investing your time, I declare in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have no authority over these children. And you have no authority over the calling that you have pronounced over each young man and young woman. In your name we pray.
And this is what Youth Sunday is all about. Amen. And you know, back in the day when I grew up in the hood, it was you shouldn't cry, but keep living. Amen. Man, keep living. Amen. You know, we thought we was gonna lose Hammy, my baby brother. And I'm looking down right now. And I'm sure we have so many other great stories because it's not just about my brother. I'm sure there's a lot of people who have gone through some trials and tribulations. We family. We stand together. We stick up for each other. We have each other's back. That's what we do at the View. Brother Zeno, love you, brother. You're always encouraging, man. Sister Franklin, always encouraging. Sister Gigi, thank you, sister. Some of you are some of the most encouraging people in the church. Sister Robinson, God bless you. Love you all. And Brother Nate's going to come up here, who I believe is a great young man. He's going to give the invitation. And then after that, I wanted Gerald Burnett to do my favorite song, I'm Nothing Without You, because I'm nothing. I'm nothing without God. I love you all. I love you all. I love you, preacher. First lady, God bless you all.
Praise God. Praise God. That was a wonderful message. Give yourself a round of applause for Greg Landrum. Powerful message. Powerful message. I just sat there and I just didn't know how to take all that in, and it's inspiring, and it's a privilege for him to allow me to come up here to talk to the youth today on this Youth Sunday, and I'm very honored. I thank God for my minister, Brother Hamilton, J.K. Hamilton, his wife, Carol Hamilton, and I'm not going to be long, but I want to say something inspiring, and I know there's some kids that's that's struggling with their identity, trying to find a way and trying to figure out where they're going to go in life. And my thing is, there's going to come a time that you're going to not understand why God is doing certain things in your life. I know this may not make no sense. You ask me where I'm going with this, because I was a young individual at the time, and I wasn't the smartest, brightest student. I didn't have all A's and B's. As a matter of fact, I think I was more like a troublemaker a little bit. I was kind of like a class clown. And what I'm saying is, God has a destiny for each and every one of you. I believe that. I was the youngest of my family. I had two brothers, three sisters. My father and mother's not here today. May they rest in peace. Amen. They was good parents to me. They showed me unconditional love. They was parents that was just relentless love that showed me how to be a better man. I'm 29 years old and I'm standing here today to tell you, no matter where you come from, background, race, culture, God loves each and every one of you. And some of you youngsters want to be NBA players. I used to play basketball, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You can't go any higher without God in your life. You have to first put him first in order to go higher. Because he'll take you places you never could have ever imagined where you're going to go. And the reason why I'm talking like this, and I support Brother Greg Landrum, because he's a powerful brother, a loving man, and I stick close to him. I stand by his side, because that brother experienced a lot through his life. He knows what it takes and the price he had to pay to get to where he's at now. And if we continue to show love to one another, we keep pouring out that love, God is going to bless each and every one of you. Real quick, some of you may want to be NBA stars, models, whatever may be the case. You might want to be a great singer. But I'm here today to tell you, you can do that. You can be all that you want to be. You really can. God has showed me a lot of things through my life that shocked me. And I believe in him to this day. And he can put you on places. You wanna have this nice car. I didn't have shoes growing up, and I didn't have the best Jordans. We was lower class, my family. But the beautiful thing about it is that we wasn't the richest and the wealthiest family, but the love was the most powerful instrument. Amen. God, that they gave to me. Amen. Can I say that? I'm going to say it again. Love is the most powerful instrument God give us today. I'm not here to showboat. I'm not here to be showing off. I'm telling you the truth. It's very important that we instill the discipline to our kids. A lot of these kids, as they get older, they're going to experience some things. And this is why this Mountain View Church of Christ, we're going to get ready to take off. That's why it's important that each and every one of you contribute as much as you can as we get ready to transfer to this new location and begin working. Because it's not about us. It's about God. Amen. And I remember a young man, I was like playing basketball, and when you're trying to do the right thing for God, you're going to go through some things. You're going to experience some things you may not want to. Somebody going to spit in your face, hit you, slap you. Yeah, that happened to me. I've been through a lot. But also the same person that spit or slapped me was the same person that God changed his life. Came back to me and said, man, I apologize. Sorry, man, you know. To this day, we friends. Because we respect one another. That love, you got to continue to have that love in you for greater things to happen. You can change somebody's life. Amen? Amen. God has blessed me. He has blessed me to get on the Presidential Scholars Awards, the highest achievement you can ever get in college. I'm educated. I got a degree in criminal justice, but I messed up. I messed up because that's what God wants me to go through. He has a better calling for me. He gets my attention. That's why you sit and see me here, praise him. I have no other way but to look up. So whatever you want to do, whatever dreams you have, just remember, love is powerful. If you don't know, you know now.